Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Basics of SQL for Data Querying. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, BI Tools and Techniques in the Business Intelligence for Team Leads course. In this lesson, we'll explore the role of SQL in business intelligence, how to write basic SQL queries, and how to retrieve data using select statements. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write simple SQL queries to extract relevant data for analysis, empowering you to make informed business decisions. Main content: introduction to SQL and its role in BI. Structured Query Language, or SQL, is a standardized programming language specifically designed for managing and manipulating databases. In the realm of business intelligence, BI, SQL serves as the backbone for data retrieval, transformation, and analysis. It allows users to interact with databases, enabling them to extract the data necessary for informed decision-making. Understanding SQL can significantly enhance your ability to analyze data in your role as a team lead. By utilizing SQL, you can create reports, query databases for insights, and analyze trends that can inform your business strategies. In essence, SQL is a powerful tool that helps you convert raw data into actionable insights. For example, if your team is tracking customer satisfaction, SQL can help you pull data from customer feedback databases to assess trends and areas for improvement. Writing basic SQL queries. Now that we've established the importance of SQL, let's dive into how to write basic SQL queries. At its core, a SQL query is a request for data from a database. The fundamental structure of a SQL query consists of the select statement, which specifies the columns you want to retrieve, followed by the from clause that identifies the table containing the data. For example, a simple query to select names and ages from a table named customers would look like this. This query tells the database to provide the name and age columns from the customers table. It's important to note that SQL is case insensitive, meaning select is the same as select. However, it's a good practice to write keywords in uppercase for clarity. In addition to the select statement, you can also use a where clause to filter your results based on specific criteria. For instance, if you want to retrieve only the customers who are over 30 years old, your query would look like this. This query narrows down the results to only those customers whose age exceeds 30, allowing you to focus your analysis on a specific demographic that may be relevant for targeted marketing strategies or service improvements. Retrieving data using select statements. The select statement is the primary method for retrieving data in SQL, and it offers several powerful features for refining your queries. One such feature is the ability to sort your results using the order by clause. For example, if you want to list customers in order of their age, you could write, "If you prefer to see the oldest customers first, you can add the desk keyword to sort in descending order." Another useful feature is the ability to limit the number of results returned using the limit clause. For instance, if you only want to see the top 5 oldest customers, you could modify your query as follows. These capabilities allow you to tailor your data retrieval to meet specific business needs, making SQL a versatile tool in your BI toolkit. Additionally, using functions such as count, AVG, or sum can provide you with valuable aggregated insights. For instance, if you want to know the average age of your customers, you could write, "This query will return a single value that represents the average age," helping you to gauge your customer base's demographic. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the essential role of SQL in business intelligence and learned how to write basic SQL queries. We covered the fundamentals of the select statement, including how to filter results using the where clause and sort data with the order by clause. By mastering these skills, you can effectively extract relevant data for analysis, which is crucial for making informed business decisions. As we move forward in this course, you will continue to build on these SQL skills, enhancing your ability to leverage data in your role as a team lead. Reflection questions: how can you apply SQL queries to retrieve specific data that could influence your team's business decisions? In what scenarios might sorting and limiting your data retrieval be beneficial for analysis? Reflect on your current understanding of SQL. What areas do you feel confident in, and where would you like to improve?